What's up, Coates?
What's up, Louie?
Man, I got something to talk to you about.
All right, let's hear it.
Tito Knives.
Tito Knives. Ultra light, ultra sharp.
Okay, so you heard of them.
I heard that they are the real deal Holyfield.
Man, those bitches are surgical.
Surgical. Spell that for me.
S-U-R-G-I-C-A-L. Surgical. How about that?
That's close enough.
Well, I may not know how to spell them, but I know how to use them. And they the real deal, bro. They got who's who using the knife. And I'm telling you, man, check out their site, TitoKnives.com. A lot of people say Tito. A lot of people say Tito. It doesn't matter. Spell the same. And it's as sharp as hell.
Type in that code, GU15. Save 15% off your purchase. Because saving money is just like making money.
Ooh-wee, GU15. Damn, Code, I know you had a rough year this year.
Yeah, you know, because I hunt with you.
Well, maybe I'll be rubbing off on you, but guess what? Our boys over at Mountain Primal Meat Co. got our back.
All you tag soup-eating fools, good news, help is on the way.
Man, next time you barbecuing at your crib,
lie to all your friends. Tell them that you shot this.
Man, they got meat for days, and everybody knows you cannot beat their meat. MountainPrimal.com. Check them out.
Type in that code, Unleashed15. Save 15% on your entire purchase, and they will ship to all 50 states.
Man, that's Unleashed15. You cannot beat that. Just like their meat, right?
Yeah, you know it.
Everybody knows what I'll be wearing.
Yeah, man, your wife talks too much. She wants her underwear back.
Come on, Codes. Everybody knows I'll be repping that Kryptek camo.
From battlefield to backcountry.
Okay, so you know what's up then.
Bro, I always know what's up.
All right, well, check it out, man. Everybody knows they got the number one camo in the game.
Not only do they have the best camo, but they got the super slick everyday gear. I rock my solids, looking good at work, and even better in the field.
Woo-wee! They got the real deal. Check out the website, Kryptek.com. And once you get done shopping around, and you get that little shopping cart up there, type in
Gladiators 2020 and save that money.
Ooh, everybody likes saving money. On this podcast, you get to save money by listening. Gladiators 2020 when you go to the checkout at Kryptek.com. This podcast is brought to you by Cafaro International, the best in the business for all your extreme hunting products.
Get a hold of our friends for the best packs, frames, tents and shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, sleds, and more.
Check out Cafaro.net. Did I mention it's gear for life?
Gear for life. Gangster.
Gangster. Gangster. Check them out. They are a proud partner of GU Unfiltered.
Thank you.
Three. Right? We're rolling this motherfucker. Like, right on, Skinny Codes. Y'all know we got Skinny Code in the Hizzy.
Yeah.
Monizzy. And we got a new boy in the Hizzy, Monizzy. My boy Tomas, he's behind the camera tonight.
He's not new, though. He's been here.
Yeah, he's for a minute. Just like my little ginger friend across the hall from me. I ain't gonna lie, boys and girls. I'm a little pickled. This one might get a little cray cray. But I got my boy Nestor back in the studio. But the only reason I invite Nestor back is because he brings something along with him that I just, little eye candy. Candy's in the building. And I always, I tell her, when's she gonna leave that zero and come to the hero? You know what I'm saying?
And she says, I don't fuck the help.
Shit. I'll be that baby's happy. What up, Dester?
What's up?
It's been
a minute, dude. Fuck, we haven't done one since.
Well, you've been out east fucking killing monsters.
Now I'm chasing cougars.
Now you're chasing cougars. I'm still on the MILF stage.
Are you?
Yeah, dude. I like MILFs.
Yeah, she is the wife.
Yeah, she's, well, I'm talking about other ones, too. Okay. No bullshit. All bullshit aside, I'm going to take a shot real quick. What you doing? Shoot. There's a shotgun that's right there. I want a shotgun. What you want?
What other tequila do you have? Just this?
I think so. Oh, no, no, right there. Amy Snyder brought that one right there.
What?
The one right next to the old one at the corner. The last one, brand new bottle.
Yeah, it's not for shooting, but I'll try it.
I don't know about shooting, dog. Shoot that, motherfucker. Shoot that.
All right.
Hey, dog, it's time to shit or get out the pot. You know what I'm saying? Before we get all crazy and cray cray, I got to give a big shout out
Are these doubles?
I don't know, dude.
Double?
Is this a double?
Suck it twice.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Put your lips around it. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Well, I think a double shooter of Espanol. Espalone.
Yeah,
I try to put a Mexican accent
God
on it.
Damn,
I know,
you just murdered that.
I know. Well,
anyways, anyway. You got to dribble now. Anyway. I got some salt on my dick if you want to.
This is how you know that this motherfucker's drunk. Is every time I text him today, he's like, suck my dick or something about my dick. And I'm like, what the fuck did someone say something to him? Like, I'm about to stand up for my. I thought you were mad at me. I was like, what the fuck is with Luke?
Got my dick.
And then Cody goes, just so you know, Luke's been drunk since 3 p.m. I'm like, oh, fuck, thank God. I'm not going to really have to suck his dick.
I ain't bad. Can I get back to my shit?
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Ah, that's a good one.
That was delicious.
Mine was better than yours.
That lime was fucking disgusting. How long have those limes been there?
Oh, they've been there. I got, you buy one, you get six free at the liquor store. You six. Probably got the six free. Yeah. Hey,
Oh my God, that lime was fucking bad.
Oh, it's not that bad. Like you never had some sour shit in your mouth.
Me? Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee you, dude.
Junior high.
Fuck, junior high. I'm talking like 21 when I was out of the bar, dude. I was fucking scrambling.
Talking about,
yeah. You look over at your significant other. I can't say that. Yeah. Hey, before we get all carried away and I get too liquored up, I want a big shout out to my boys over at Cafaro International. This podcast is brought to you by Cafaro.net. And before you all know, me and Cody, we threw down some commercial spots for you guys. We got, who do we all do? Mountain Primal.
Cafaro Mountain Primal, Cryptek, and
Tito.
Tito,
yeah.
Dude, are we gonna throw down a Tequila Del Bravo?
Híjole, cabroni.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want. I'm so looking forward to trying that tequila.
Yeah, no, it's so their Penasco is Chipper Dipple's tequila. The Penasco is kind of the low end or like medium.
So it's probably is it something like what you're drinking right now?
Oh, fuck no. It's way better.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, way better. 100% better. It's a small batch, but their Penasco is like their low end, but he wants to like basically pimp out his Del Bravo to you and to Justin and see where it goes, especially within the UFC.
Del Bravo, huh?
We'll blow it
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
We'll blow it up. It'll be huge by tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I don't know about I don't know if he's using you to get to Justin and then hoping that
most
like,
people
Rose
do.
And Usman.
Most people do, and then they find out that goddamn this.
That's why I'm worried about his daughter. I was like, man, might fuck this Mexican. That's a ladder deal.
You know this fucking beaner.
There's levels to this.
This
shit.
Beaner works, bro.
No,
this beaner works.
Hey, dude, he's a cool motherfucker. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to try it. You guys like tequila. I'm excited for you guys to try it.
You know what's crazy is I haven't drank a lot of tequila until I started fucking messing around with you again. Like, I couldn't even smell tequila
tequila until I met Channing.
Really?
And then my cousin Brian, he's a fucking banker in Vail. This son of a bitch is like, you realize, like, tequila, club soda, lime does not give you a hangover. I'm like, yeah, well, last time I did tequila, I woke up with a sore ass.
Yeah. In jail.
Yeah, in jail.
In jail, yeah.
No idea what the fuck happened. And I tried it again, and I was like, holy shit. Drink a bottle of tequila, club soda, lime, no sugar. It's great for your digestive system. Tequila's the most healthy liquor that there is for you.
Well.
No, it's fact.
I honestly think that's fucking a lot of truth, honestly.
No, you can Google it, and it'll tell you how truthful it is.
But I'm just saying, the amounts that we drink, though, that I drank with you that first night, I still woke up with a little fucking tiredness. I think it was just because you fucking left my house at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I think it's because you guys were fucking around with some whiskey, too.
Probably.
Yeah, you can't mix.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, but anyways, I do like to look tequila now, and it's good.
Cody and I were tripping acid, so I woke up fine.
Yeah, well.
Skinny.
I missed that party.
Let's do an let's do. I missed that party.
I missed that party.
We weren't.
I had daddy daycare the next morning. I had diaper dirty.
That was just a Cameron Haynes plug. Like, me and Cody keep hammering, you know.
That's right. You guys kept hammering.
That's right.
I went to bed. I went to Mimi's. On that note. On that note.
Talking about some breakfast. Fucking plug Mimi's Cafe right now.
Yeah, right? That would be good, huh?
Yeah.
On that note, Tito Knives, ultra light, ultra sharp on my boy. And my boy Luke over at Tito Knives, dude, he got some fucking. Nestor, if you do it right, and when I say do it right, I mean do this dick right, you might get this custom backcountry roll.
Hey, you know, he gave me that little deal that rolls up and then snaps together.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're talking about?
Backcountry roll, right?
Yeah, okay.
The brown one?
He sent me that like 2 months ago. But
yeah, that's cool. The brown one. Yeah, that's
slick, bro.
Those are slick, right?
So but, speaking of getting on my dick.
No, check this out. That's the.
What are you looking at me for?
You made eye contact. You made eye contact with Cody. I'm a little jealous.
Cody should get on my dick. Yellow belt motherfucker.
Yeah.
Check this out.
I can't
you remember like that shit you said 2 months ago? Well, this shit's the real deal shit, new shit.
What?
This is like that new 2021 shit.
What?
We got motherfucking black rollouts with red south black blades, GU on it.
Really?
Fucking custom.
That's cool, dude.
It's a limited run. Yeah. We're going to test it out and wait till you see it. I thought it would be here today. And I was going to give you one.
Yeah.
But you don't kill shit, so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to give it to Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Speaking of not killing shit, I don't want, you know, there's people think we're getting a big head. Someone wrote me like, hey, you're starting to become real arrogant because of this podcast stuff with Luke.
Oh, like being chipper?
Yeah.
I know. Just I here's the deal.
And I thought, that's what happens, bro. I thought I was arrogant before.
Yeah, no, we changed lives, bro.
Yeah.
This is
anyway,
it.
Long story short. I would be down to skin the biggest deer in the state of Colorado with a Gladiator's Unleashed fucking knife.
Well.
Because, we did kill.
Oh, you killed
the biggest deer in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, you did.
What the fuck are you people talking about?
I know, arrogance. Dude. I'm telling you, that thing was fucking massive.
Not mountain hunting. I'll back my pickup right up to the motherfucker and load it.
My
the
ninja.
What's wrong with you people?
Hey, listen.
Like, this isn't a real mountain hunt public land. No, it's not, because we're shooting 250-inch deer.
Yeah, and other people's defense, like, you can shoot a 200, but it's fucking far from.
They can shoot a 300. Look at the guy in Gunnison shot 300-inch deer.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he can shoot giant deer in the mountains. I'm just saying.
Repeatedly, on where you at ECO,
and
I'm kind of sad because I was supposed to have your logo on my wall before this podcast, but things didn't work out. But it's gonna happen. It's looking good in here.
Oh, you got a little light.
Oh yeah, we're moving up.
You're moving up. Hey, I do have to say this. My guy Josh is all but heard about this. I have fucking heard about this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dude, listen, I've heard about this for the last 3 weeks. Josh really isn't. I said this on your podcast.
He just listens to podcasts.
And AM radio. But Josh is not a boring person. I'm sorry I said that.
Oh, man.
It really hurt his feelings. Josh is great. I love Josh. Josh is a killer. If you hunt with me, don't cancel because Josh is your guide. Because it's really not that far. He's really not. No, in all fucking
You fucked
fairness,
his tips, goddammit.
Dude. Josh is like, dude, that fucking hit my feelers. No, Josh is legit. You want to talk about killing some big shit? Jordan?
Hey, Josh.
Josh are so legit.
Hey, Josh, I promise you, I go out with you. We'll take your clients out. I guarantee you we'll kill the biggest fucking deer.
Yeah.
And we'll have the biggest tips because we're going to have such a good time with the clients.
Oh, Josh has a good time. I literally was giving him shit because that AM
I remember
podcast
that podcast. Yeah, I remember that. That's good.
Josh is like, hey, dude, just so you know.
Next time, bring some of the guys down. You brought Jordan down that one time.
We should do one with Jordan. Yeah, Jordan's a lot of fun. I took Jordan and his dad cougar hunting 2 days ago. We caught three cats in one day.
Three cats. Mm-hmm. You treat. So that's one thing I've seen you've been doing now. You're back this part of the woods.
Yeah, dude. I have caught a total of 9 cats with my dogs. And
the first one was the big one when you text me at 2:40 in the morning.
I haven't killed any. Dude, if we would have killed that one, I could have backed the pickup off the road. Underneath the
tree,
you shot it, and it landed.
That's my cup of tea, dude.
I know.
That's my cup of tea.
Channing, I thought, God, if Channing was here right now, I could take this rotor on, let Channing shoot it, land right in the back of my pickup. Done.
And it's a huge fucking Tom, dude.
Oh, he's big.
He was massive.
Yeah, think of Channing holding it.
Oh, dude.
Or you. You guys
are the same. I mean, that just looks like her holding Barry's dick.
Yeah.
Or mine. That's kind of like an oxymoron.
Yeah, me. Her dad's probably going to listen to this if he wants to sponsor us.
I know. Fuck this guy.
Listen. Hey, Chan. Cindy, didn't he say, he's like, send me a link so I can listen to this podcast. And I was like.
Chirping.
Just fucking put your logo on it, dude. It ain't a big deal. You don't got to listen to it.
You know what? You know what's crazy about this whole thing is. You know, before I launched this whole deal, right, I was like, all right, I'm going to start a little business venture. And if I remember you wanted me to go down and drink with you one time, and I said, I can't, dude. I'm fucking trying to redo this fucking podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, when are you going to fucking do some real money, make some real money, blah, blah, do this shit? And I said, I don't know. It's just something I want to do, right?
I don't remember saying that.
I remember when I was Cody's coming in. He needs some tequila, dog.
God, finally.
Finally getting a little hair on his nuts. And so I did it. I said, I don't know two shits about podcasting. And so long story short, I got it. Thank God for Aaron and Frank and all the guys trying to help me out on this whole deal, this little adventure. I had some companies hit me up prior to what I wanted to do, and they heard the first like 7 or 8 podcasts, and they were like, we want to work with you, but you can't do this and say this.
Yeah, fuck that.
And I was like, guys, and don't get me wrong, I need the money, right? Like the money, right?
Yeah.
Money. I'm not rich. I'm not Nesta rich, right?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm right? Either way, I don't got a Raptor.
I don't, yeah.
Your half truck looks better than me.
I'm white. I have a good credit. Yeah,
so does my wife. That's why I'm married. You know what I'm saying? No. And I like those Tiggo Biggos. Hey, so anyways, I said, man, I thought about it, you know? And it was some good money, right? It was some good money. And I was like, man, it's not like I don't need the money, but I had a vision of what I wanted to do with this podcast. And right now, this will be podcast 40, I believe, with you when it airs. And I'm so glad I stuck to my guns.
Oh, my God.
The people that you see behind me, you know,
the
companies that are behind me is because they like it, because we keep it real.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat nothing, right? I keep it real. We have fun. We have alcohol on the show. There's no punches held here.
No, I agree.
And I'm not trying to be something I'm not, right? No, I support people.
I support that. I wouldn't come on here as much as I do if it wasn't. Yeah, and you know what I mean. The way you go about things is and the same with Kafaracast. That's why I've done it so much. I remember the first Gritty Bowman deal. I was like, man, fuck this. You know, I really was.
It's different. It's different. A lot of podcasts are different.
Now it's fun. Like it's fun to do this.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the thing. Like, I didn't know a whole lot about podcasting. My first podcast I did was with Gritty Bowman and Aaron. Mm-hmm. And it was me, Chad Mendez, at the ATA, I think we did it.
No.
It was something. Maybe Shot. I don't know. It was a long time ago. And
5 years ago.
It was just cool. Like, I didn't know. I didn't even think two nuts about it. And then, obviously, Aaron started his deal. Yeah. And then when he asked me to come on, I was like, fuck yeah, I'll come.
When's that fucker get home?
Probably Sunday, Monday.
Oh, really?
I think so.
He hadn't called dinner yet.
No, dude. I got money riding on this bitch.
I know.
I took some bets, bro.
Did you?
Yeah, I took him. He has to kill first and kill the biggest deer.
He's letting me down right now.
No, I took the odds, bro. I did, right? Like, it's not like my deal was... I was more worried about her. South killing the bigger deal. Because
is he in New Mexico?
No, they're in Arizona.
Oh, Big Chino.
Yeah, yeah, hanging out with Big Chino Outfitters.
Gotcha.
Who's
all with him? Scotty and...
I don't know. I think that's it.
No, no, no. What's that other guy?
Wes? No, Wes is...
No,
in...
not Wes Campbell. Scotty and Wes Campbell, great people, by the way. Audad, anything, I'd reach out to those guys.
I'm going there in January or February. It depends if Gaethje
is fine. Shoot Audad?
Yeah.
If you don't shoot... If you shoot your Audad with them and not me, I'm going to fuck him out.
I got plenty of time to shoot both. Yeah. Hey, here's the deal. Aaron's paying for my hunt.
Yeah. I'm not going to ever make you pay for a hunt, you fucking
nerd. Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
This is a record button on? Yeah. God damn it, Shannon, I can't hit on you no more. He just said it, dude. But you know deep inside, you know what's that. You know what's up. When we make
deep
that
icon. Deep inside, see the play on words? I don't understand why we would put a Del Bravo sticker on this after you talk to the man's daughter like that.
Hey, because, hey, you know what I'm saying? I mean, kind of.
Listen, you shoot your fucking odd ad with me. I don't care.
When do you go down there?
February, March. February, March.
Yeah. Can I shoot one with a rifle with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to
shoot one with my Snowy Mountain rifle.
That's what I'm saying. So there you go. There's our plug right there. God damn it, Paul.
This is Paul.
God damn it, Paul. You've been slacking.
Paul. Call him. Call Luke.
You going to bring your rifle over or what? Can we play with that?
Can I shoot it?
Oh, dude. No, he made me a fucking badass rifle.
I know. You got the one I think I want, the Ultra Curl. Is that what it's called?
It's called a 300 Win Mag.
Yeah, it's a badass gun. It's pretty light, too, huh?
Oh, fuck.
I know, dude.
It's nice. Bullet travels slow, but when it hits.
Yeah, it doesn't travel that goddamn slow. It's a goddamn bullet.
No, no, no. What do you mean? It travels slower than it should. I think he did that on purpose so that it fucking
accuracy?
Really hit. Yeah, accuracy, and I think it really hits. I don't know.
It does probably hit hard.
Oh.
It's like anything, dude. You pump too hard.
If you give me something.
It gets it too fast. Hard. It goes off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotta go slow and steady, you know? Start biting your inner lip. Start thinking of, like, fishing and, you know, baiting shit, you know?
No.
Before you're about to blow the load, you got to fucking think of other things.
Yeah, there's I keep rethinking. There's no way they're going to put the Del Bravo tequila in here. Because.
Why?
His daughter is in that brown chair right there.
It's a great chair, for one.
It's a
nice
chair.
Ass
That's
one.
Uncomfortable.
I even brushed it off, dog.
Because
I knew.
I think he'll appreciate that, honestly.
Honestly, if the Del Bravo gets in the studio, have mercy on our Patreon.
Yeah, right? No. I think it's good for Justin. I think it's good for us. I think it's good for you.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's way better for me than Justin. You want to know why?
I think it's good.
No, because he's going to leg kick the fuck out of you.
Leg kick?
When he's around you, he gets a little amped up.
Leg kick?
Yeah.
If someone leg kicks me, no.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Well, dude, nothing. Wait till he's not
take away
his
Del
fucking,
Bravo?
Fucking wait till he's not looking and try to kick him in the nuts
or
something.
Fuck.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, can I finish this fucking intro? Fucking
intro?
20 minutes in this motherfucker.
This
hey.
Drunk fuck. What intro are you fucking talking about?
I was talking about Tito Knives and you got interrupted. Like, I'd love to fucking scalp a fucking big deer, biggest deer with
and
the
like, blah, 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 Tito Knives done. And I was like, hey, yeah. After you fucking finished the intro,
whatever.
I said, hey, they gave me one of those, and it was magnificent.
Yeah, and it was an
and
old
I'd
school
love
one.
To use
it ain't
yours.
The new one. It ain't the new one. You're still back in the old one.
Go ahead and introduce yours again.
I'm not going to introduce it. I'm just going to say, holler at my boys. What on my screen?
Mono,
Cody,
geez.
God damn it, dog. Quitting drinking margaritas.
Hey,
Tito Knives. All I care about is saying TitoKnives.com. Check them out. Listen to our ad that we got coming out pre-roll before this fucking podcast comes out, because it's the shiznit. You'll laugh and you'll giggle and you'll like it. Period.
Really?
Okay? Type in that GU15 and you'll get it. Save money is like
making money.
That's my dog over there. Yeah. Anyways, okay, back to ECO over here. Okay.
Hey, wait, do you have any more plugs?
I got plenty of plug. Yeah, we go to Mountain Primal, type in Unleash 15, and you get to save money. Okay? Who doesn't like to have meat? And nobody can beat
their meat.
That's my dog over there, Skitty Coach.
I'll try, bro.
Next.
Next, we got Cryptek up in the hizzy. You want to talk about Cryptek right now? All right, I just sent him that text to Bam of Barry, like the COVID one. He goes, "You are high if you think I want to open this fucker."
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, Cryptek, man, they had a big old deal on their website for everybody who's punching the code right now, and they're like, "Oh fuck, I can't get this to work." Guess what? They called all codes off. Code off because they were fucking double stacking codes. Next week, it's going to be up. Okay. Gladiator 2020, Battlefield of the Backcountry. It's up. It's running. Go to Cryptek.com, Battlefield of the Backcountry, and you get to check out what's hot, what's not, and they got the best of the best. On that note, now, let's get to business.
What's up, dog?
This is what I really need to know, Nestor.
Oh, I can't wait, you fucking degenerate.
I'm just saying, is that a small or medium?
You fucking idiot.
Is that a small or medium? I didn't know.
Damn large.
Fucking large in kids? I think my son Mark is a 10-month old, and I think it'd fit him good as a onesie.
Mark?
Marcus.
That's not a family name.
Marcus Alexander.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah, Alex is cool, but Marcus.
Oh, yeah, Alex is cool. Named after his daddy. Fuck you, you gingerbread motherfucker.
You gingerbread.
Anyways, we're in here with the Nestor, and man, I'm telling you guys right now, I had a Thursday. Today's like a Friday for me because
apparently.
I'm doing homeschool teaching now.
Yeah.
Kindergarten.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
God
dude.
Forbid.
So when do they start doing like addition and subtraction for kindergarten? You guys remember doing that?
I don't know. Do you need me to come over and help you?
No, I got Alexa. I'm straight, bro. I got Alexa. My daughter's like, "Hey, Dad, how do you spell castle?" And I was like, "Alexa, how do you spell castle?" Right? And then we get it, right? So after about the third day of teaching, my daughter, she like bypassed me. She's like, "Alexa, what's 5 minus 3?
Smart.
She is smart. She's clever. She's my daughter. She's my wife's daughter. She's definitely not. She's so dude. I couldn't read until like. Well, I still can't read all that good.
14.
But like third grade, like the shit she's reading now, I was just trying to scratch and sniff shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's reading fucking sentences, books, and I'm like, dude, holy shit, dude, this is crazy. Like, what do you remember as a grade schooler doing in kindergarten?
Finger bang.
Finger bang.
You know, kindergarten. You didn't know to simultaneously play with the clip, but you knew to finger bang. Yeah.
Del Bravo's not looking so good right now.
No, kindergarten, I don't remember shit.
Cutting in between the lines.
I remember getting in trouble because I listened to Tom Petty. Uh-huh. With my dad.
In kindergarten?
In kindergarten. I was listening to Tom Petty cassette with my dad, and I heard the word bra. I was like, "What's bra?" My dad's like, "Oh, helps hold chicks' tits." And, you know, uh-huh. So I went in, and I told this girl, Katie. I said, "Hey, Katie, our teacher, Mrs. Dixon, has a big-ass bra." And I remember getting in trouble for that.
Hey, so tell me, Easter car rattle, Yule deer hunts. Fantastic year, right?
We killed 29 deer.
Is that what it was?
I guess we probably averaged, even with cold bucks, we averaged in the mid-80s.
Yeah?
Maybe 190.
Really? Okay, so out of all those deer, how many were cool and then how many were fucking monsters?
We killed like 6 cull deer.
6? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it would be way more than that. Holy shit, dude.
It's so hard to get tags.
Right. So, yeah, that I guess that makes sense then, right? Yeah, that I guess I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So, when you put
a tag that someone's willing to give $15,000 for
yep.
on a trophy hunt, How do you say, hey, I give you this tag to shoot a callback? It's tough. And we need, and you know what? We need guys. That's why Snyder is so great. Or even probably you, Luke, or Cody, or anyone. Like, we need to shoot cold bucks with archery hunters.
Well, here's the thing is, don't call me scared, because that's what I'm known for. Yeah, right?
Shooting cold bucks. It's the monetary, it's the financial reasoning. When you get down to a business.
Yeah, that, no, and that's what I'm trying to
tell. It costs me money, and the landlord doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. We're killing deer here. Well, we're killing a 3x4. Well, looks big to me, and it is fucking big.
No, but your coal bucks are bigger than guys that would die exactly. to fucking
yeah.
kill.
What's that guy's name? The Mealy Fanatic right here, Big Chief Whack-a-Buck, Henry Ferguson. Mm-hmm. He's done some KafaroCast podcast. He's like, hey, your coal bucks are most people's trophy deer.
It's a good point. I will fucking not argue with him on that. And, you know, when I, you know, because I know, like, obviously Aaron, Jerry came down to shoot some cold bucks with you.
Jerry shot the smallest cold buck I've ever seen. Wish I'd have been there.
But guess what, dude? In his defense.
He's like, are you mad at me? No.
But here's the thing. In his defense, he had nobody there. And you come from North Dakota, wait, South Dakota, where he's from, South Dakota.
No, I'm not mad at Jerry.
It's a fucking great. Big ass, and his buck is big, right? It's a big one, not what you're used to seeing. What he's used to seeing, guaranteed.
I told him to shoot a 3x4. He just didn't shoot the 3x4
that he wanted him to shoot, right? I know.
I sent him loose.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You gotta look. You think I don't love Jerry?
Like, no, Jerry's I know you do.
He was so worried. Right.
I know. He hit me up.
He's so worried.
I hope you're not mad.
I know.
Like, I'm not mad.
I told him I'll punch that dick in the fucking dick.
You did.
I know. He's good. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's all different, like, what people expect. You know what I mean? Like, me, I was like, God damn. Why would fucking Jordan do that to you? No. I said, dude, are you happy with it? And he goes, fuck yeah. It's all that fucking matters.
He shot from like 500
yards. Yeah, 500 yards, I think. I was like, damn, that's a good shot. I wanted to be out there with him.
I know you're drunk.
Ooh, shit, check this one out.
What is it?
That one's good.
This is new.
Yeah. Goats, listen, on a scale of 1 to 5, high being like the worst you've ever seen me, where am I at right now?
3.
3?
Yeah, maybe a 3.
Good. I can get higher.
No, you don't hear bad.
I'm good. No, I'm.
It's
I
the
just
best podcast we've ever done. You're actually rolling.
Yeah, it's good. It's like the more chipper I get.
Chipper, hey.
You know what I mean?
Plug Del Bravo.
Yeah. Why don't you tell Nestor about those videos that you showed me the other day?
What videos?
The one where you're hopping around on people peeing.
Oh my God! You should pull those fuckers up, bro.
I don't have them.
Oh, dude. So this is when I probably just moved to Colorado. And I'm a wild cannon, dude. My boy Drew Holmes is like Cody's brother,
Drew
older
Holmes.
Brother. He's a buddy of mine. So Kyle, how I know Cody is
Drew Holmes is from where originally?
Nebraska. Okay. You know Drew Holmes,
dude? I know a guy named Drew Holmes from Nebraska.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is he? 40.
Yep.
Yep. About right.
A little older.
Fuck, that'd be weird. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Anyways, if you knew him, it wouldn't surprise me, honestly, especially drinking at the bar.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
He's from Nebraska, Wildcat. He'd probably say, Wildcat. Anyways, I know Cody originally from, I moved up here in 2005, and Kyle is his older brother, and I was running a gym called LA Boxing at the time. He came in. Started working out. I knew nobody here in Colorado, mind you.
You're saying Cody came in?
Kyle.
No,
Kyle.
His older brother.
Sorry. No, they had to beg me to come in.
No.
They saw the talent and were like, how do we get that in here?
Oh, fuck.
You know how that
I'm
works.
Not
yeah, you don't even turn not around like for real? Yeah. I love this podcast, honestly. I really do.
I do.
This podcast means a lot. All right, so here's the deal. You see me at a 5. Now I'm ready to drink. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, so now you're on. You're done with fucking hunt.
I might do one more late rifle with a guy named Matt Taylor. He buys all the governor tags.
Oh, cool.
He shot like 4 for $200 his charity.
Damn.
And the reason I'll probably put him off till next year, Matt's a particular person. Like, Matt's going to fly in, and he's going to shoot a 200 inch deer. And I love Matt. He's killed like 4 200 his deer already. But fuck, dude, it's been such a drought in eastern Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything we have's broke. And it's due to the drought. It's a 48-year drought.
Because once they start fighting, it breaks.
During the rut. So it's like, Matt, I want you. I had a buck found. I can't find him. And I'm like, Matt, I want you to come. But that's a great guy. But I think we'll probably put him off till next year.
Yeah. So when you do that, what do you just hold him off next year and you eat the tag then?
I'll eat the tag, yes. Yeah. No big deal.
So let me ask you on that whole deal. So how much, since the drought hit, right, Colorado's been horrible. The whole United States probably been in a drought, right? Majority of it, states, right? I don't know.
We killed some great deer. It's like Justin. Like, I want Justin to come kill that white buck. Mm. But at the same time, it's like, fuck, dude, I haven't seen that motherfucker since.
Oh, you haven't seen that white tail yet?
Oh, no, I've seen some whiteies.
Yeah, good ones.
I don't know if we could kill that fucker with a bow, but I want Justin to shoot a giant. I don't want Justin to come out and shoot a deer.
Right.
I want Justin to shoot, you know.
A monster.
And it's like, if someone calls me and says, hey, here's a 190 buck. Now Matt won't shoot that. I want Justin to shoot it. And we might be able to do it.
Okay.
But we have till the 31st, so I rush it.
Yeah, no. It's what he asked me about the other day. He was like, what's up, dude? I'm ready. I'm ready to go shoot. I've been shooting.
Yeah, he messaged me too. And has he? Like, yeah. And I'm not going to let Justin shoot any deer.
Good. And I told him, I said, listen, when Nestor said it's time to shoot, you're going to shoot a fucking deer. Exactly. Or get the opportunity to shoot, right?
Exactly.
And Gaethje was all like, I'm cool, man. I'm good. I'm down, right?
Yeah,
like,
Justin's he's so fucking cool.
He's like, just tell me when to go. I'm down.
Yeah, he's so cool.
So, you know, we were supposed to be fighting January 23rd, the rumor had it. No contract signed yet, really, brother. And what? It might be on our part a little bit. It might be on our part a little bit, on Justin's part.
It's money, dude.
It's all about money,
right?
What
do you mean, not money? Like, Justin's the number one contender, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's the one right now. He's the one that bought Khabib last and lost, just like all the other 28 other Khabib.
Broke my heart. But
here's the deal.
That's when I realized, I was like,
Khabib's the real deal.
He's,
right?
He's the best.
Well, you see what he's done to people. And here's the thing, man. And maybe I'm a little biased or what, but like, when it comes down to it, Justin's a fucking G.
Oh, fuck.
I don't care what anybody says.
Absolutely, dude. He's not scared of nothing.
He don't give a fuck. He's there to fight, and he's going to do the best he can. That's the fight game, right? And the way he represents after himself, win or lose, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And he's been on a little streak.
Dude, Justin's so fucking cool.
And I actually hit him up, huh, Cody? I said, hey, come out here and do the podcast with us tonight, but he has to spar tomorrow morning because the fight still might happen, right? So he was like, I can't, dude. It's too late, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you little bitch, right? Of course I could say it, right? But I want him to come out here and fuck with you, but either way, he came out here. It's time for that pee break, boys and girls. It's time for that pay break. Skinny Coats.
Yo.
Give me a little some love real quick. Talk to me about little Kill Cliff.
Little Kill Cliff, man. When are we going to get some, bro?
We got to get some.
Way too long.
We got to type in that code.
I'm on a Kill Cliff drought.
Dude, you and me both, dude. I need that Kill Cliff, and guess what? If you're on that drought, too, just like us, type in that GU15 up in the hizzy manizzy. On that note, if we get that back, y'all fucked. I'm going to be on that spike.
Oh, man. Can't wait for you to be on 5 again.
Yeah. I know, right? I know.
Jeez.
Hey, I got to give a big shout-out to my people over at Cryptek, though, honestly. They are coming through. They hit me up, and they're like, hey, man, people are listening to your podcast. They're doing the code. Man, we appreciate you. And guess what? Next year in 2021, the code is going to even be better for you folks.
What?
Yeah, dude. My boy Bam Justin came through on a little better code for 2021. You know, fuck 2020. You know, I must say 2020 hasn't been that bad. Fuck it. To me, I've had worse. You know what I mean? You ever had bad pussy? Then yeah, you fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Nestor's back. You ever had like a somebody laying in bed, not fucking? Dude, it's the worst. Worst. Like, worst.
I think that's you, bro.
That's because I don't have my inhaler. I can't move. I don't want to die. On that note, honestly, though, man, for real, though, Nestor, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule chasing cougars.
Yeah.
But I really want to talk about this because you literally have dogs that you're very proud of.
Yeah, so, they're good dogs, man. I'm really proud of them.
What is going on over there, Gray?
He's stuffing the fucking
Gray Junior.
He's getting the fire stoked and the wood burning stove. I know.
God bless you.
No,
honestly.
I am proud of my dogs. I got to thank some people because of my dogs. I've always had hounds for a long time, and Garrett Smith. I want to say this, Alpha Outfitters.
Is he Colorado dude?
He's a Utah guy. He sold me a couple these Walker looking dogs. They're great. Thank you, Garrett. They really are good. JT Robbins, drag run guy, sold me a dog. It's great. I have a pack right now. At a Steve Biggerstaff. I have a red pup. I have some dogs at I guess it's Bodie Steele. I have a pack right now that are running as a pack.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, these dogs are a pack.
Uh-huh. And how many is that? Because I think I counted like seven.
Eight
of them. Okay.
And these guys are good. I have to thank my buddy, Pack String Outfitters, Robert Lane. He was running my dogs when I was in Eastern Colorado when I couldn't run my dogs. I was hunting deer. And we're nine cats, and there's still 10 days left of the first month of season.
Uh-huh.
Like, we probably catch 30, 40 cats this year. And that, for the first time, I have a pack that are really working together really good. I used to have always an all-star, few dogs. And this year, these dogs are working together really well.
That's cool. It's probably cool. Rewarding, right?
Oh, it's so rewarding.
So, how many times have you been out with him now since you've been back?
Four
times.
And we caught a cat every time.
Every time
you... I caught three cats 2 days ago.
Okay.
In one day.
Three cats in one day, and then so you've been out 4 days. So, that first day you went out...
I've caught a cat every time.
Right. And the first day was that big Tom.
Yeah, we caught a giant Tom.
And you put it on your IG and shit. Yeah. And I was like, oh. We did
not. I haven't killed a cat yet.
Really? It's that first one was fucking.
He's a 7-year-old Tom. A lot of color to his teeth. He has some yellow gold color to his teeth.
And then I just saw a cat carcass. You took a picture of it.
Yeah, Tom killed a little 3x3.
Yeah. Fucker. And they're killing, right?
They're killing deer, dude. That's what they do.
Yeah, well, they got to survive. I get that. You know what I mean? Right? And so when you let your dogs out, do you see a track yourself before you say you cut a track?
So
time out. This is just before, this is me speaking out loud because I am far from, I've never done it.
You're asking.
I've never done it. So I don't know shit.
So there's quite a few other houndsmen in this area. So I'll wake up about 1 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I'll get fuel, get some coffee, kill Cliff if they send us any at night.
It's the pep.
And they I start traveling these old logging roads. Mm-hmm. I travel the main roads. I travel logging roads. And I'll cut a track. I'll wait there till morning if it's a good track, if it's a good Tom track. I pass a lot of tracks. And that track...
You pass cougar tracks.
Yeah, all the time.
So you see smaller tracks and you're waiting. You'll
measure them across their pad. You measure their stride. You're like, hey, it's probably young Tom, old female or a female. And I'll mark
so,
it.
So that's like goes to you then. I'm going to give you credit because obviously you got to know
yeah.
what when it's time to let exactly. the dogs out, right?
So I'll keep traveling. sometimes 100, 200 miles a day.
Yeah.
And when I cut a good track, I'm like, this is it. Wait till you get 30 minutes before
sunrise. And do you know it? Do you
know it? Yeah, I know it right away. And we'll wait till legal light, turn the GPSs on, collar up the dogs, and ride at legal light. We'll turn the dogs loose, and we'll, you know, they're going to catch it. But
so when you cut a track, like the other night you hit me up, you're like, I found a track, and it was pretty early in the morning still, yeah. Right? Like, what was it, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, right? Yeah. And let alone, I don't have a license yet. I haven't done the test yet, yeah, so I got to do all that, right? And you said you're going to wait till you open the gates to let them track them. So from that time, from time A, you cut the track, you see the track. God knows when that's happened, when that cat's been past that.
Yeah.
Road or whatever. You have till legal shooting light and you let them out.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, the cat could be close or it could be
it just depends.
Fucking
so that,
far.
So, that cat that I hit you up on was a big Tom.
A huge Tom, and I'm huge so pissed Tom. At myself right
170
now.
170 pounds.
225, if I would hit it. Yeah.
So, we got lucky, dude. It was wind blown. It was blowing like 40 mile an hour. So.
Uh-huh.
It blew it in. You could barely see the track when we cut the dogs loose. Me and my buddy Bobby cut the dogs loose, and they were having a hell of a time. They got fucked up. I walked up there. I'm like, I could just barely see a ring in the fucking
snow.
Snow. I mean, even with the snow. And my few of the dogs, I said, here it is. Boom. They start working it, and then it left.
And they know that scent, right?
They just so smell it. Smoke they were good. Burying to their ears, and I said, they got it. We got up there, and sure shit, they hit a weird spot. They started doing a bunch of circles, and then they left. And when they left, I could see them going across the side mountain. I mean, they're leaving. Well, the cat made a kill. Killed a little 3-point mule deer.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, yeah, so that's exactly how it works. So we drive roads from 1 a.m. because we're trying to beat other houndsmen. And maybe, do we have to do that? Probably not, but we do.
Yeah.
Because we want to get the best Tom we can.
Right.
And, dogs are legit.
Here's the deal. Like, so obviously you do this now and you're good at what you do. You got good dogs. How long have you been doing this for?
The first time, my cousin Chris called me. He's from Vail area, Eagle.
Uh-huh.
It was in 2015. He said, hey, you can buy a mountain lion tag over the counter. And I was like, fuck. I was with my dad one time hunting cow elk, and we saw a mountain lion, you know? Can't be that hard. He goes, no, fuck. I've lived up here my whole life, and he's 10 years older than me, and I've only seen two.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I'll take a chance. Guy from Cody, Wyoming, his name's Buck, sheep hunter, had some hounds. He gave us his best dog. And, so we started running 05, 06, mm-hmm. And I had a pack in 07, 08. Went to college, come back during the winter. Run cougars, and now, like I said, I have a real pack that works together. I've had a real pack last 10 years.
So I know there's a difference between, like, you know, outfitting and guiding cougar hunts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
I don't outfit cougar hunts. I do have a piece of private, and I can run outfitted hunts on. Or don't. It's like you. You've never killed one. Like, I do it for the dogs.
Obviously, because you're fucking caught fucking five fucking
people. I've caught nine, and we haven't killed one.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, and at that moment, though, you're like, God, dude, that'd be nice to kill it. But you said, you told me this before, it's all about the dogs.
It's all about the dogs, man.
And to me, I got to honestly, like, respect, because to me, like, I want to go hunting And don't get me wrong, I'm like any hunter.
I had to let you shoot that, Tom.
No, oh, I hope so, too.
Oh, I mean, no, absolutely.
You might have woke up with that motherfucker dead.
No. The guy was with me.
I would not have fucking. The
guy was with me. Has dogs too. Bobby has dogs, and he's an outfitter. And we don't have the public land permit, so we can't accept money to run him. But he was like, "Fuck, I want to shoot it with my bow." I was like, "You have your bow?" He goes, "No, I only have a pistol." And this fucker's 20 foot off a road. And,
damn.
And me and him look at it, and it was like, "Man, that's a giant Tom."
It was a huge. Oh, I mean, dude, I don't know. Pounds. I don't. I. All I see is off of Instagram.
170 pounds.
And what I see off what people holding, you know, the trophy, obviously. God damn, dude, that thing looked big as fuck.
He's big. He killed a fucking big old buck, or not a big buck, but it killed a buck.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And so me and Cody were kind of talking, and we're like, "Fuck, dude, how sweet would that be to kill?" Like, because I've never seen. I've seen one mountain lion. Right. And I was hunting one time, but I see him at the zoo and shit. Right. But to see a Tom like that with your dogs work.
These are big Toms.
Yeah. Dude, it's
There's
way
no
different.
Roads where we hunt.
Yeah.
So we catch some big ones.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we were talking about. Like, dude, like how far do you go back in? Dude.
I've ran a Tom. So for instance, I ran a cat with my guide and his dad. 2 days ago, that was blown in. It was from the day before. And I said, "Fuck it, let's." And they left. Dogs left. Like it was just come through. 8 miles later, they did a loop. They caught it from like a mile from where we cut the track.
No way. They did a big loop.
Big loop.
Damn.
And they were like, "Hey, what's going on?" And we come around. I'm like, "Hey, they got treed." And the dad was asking me a bunch of questions, you know. Uh-huh. I rolled down the window so I could hear him. We were 237 yards from him. And I was like, "Ah, they got it." He was like, "Holy shit." Just so excited. I'm like, you know, good dogs. Like I said, JT Robbins, Garrett Smith, I have to thank those guys first and foremost. I have some shit dogs that I've made into good dogs. But they're running as a pack right now.
And that's cool. And you got you. So these... How long have you had these dogs now?
My oldest dog that I have, I've had 7 years.
Have you lost a dog?
I've lost
to
dogs,
a
man.
Cat.
Yeah,
really.
I've lost two. In
like
my
a
life.
Is it a strike two? Like is it a bite or a strike? I'm sorry. I don't know.
You know, it's like your dog. You know. So I lost a dog one time. His name was Red. He's from Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Rex and Luke Gillespie gave me that dog, and I lost him to a lion.
Was that a bite?
Yeah. And it was a bite on a cliff, and he fell off a cliff.
Damn.
It was tough. And then I lost a dog one time. Jordan Watley, my guide, shot it. Cougar, Big Tom, scarred up Tom with a recurve. And I turned the dogs loose because I thought he made a good hit. And that's a rookie mistake. That's my own fault.
So when a guy hits a like shoots
you
one.
You tie up your dogs at the tree, always, if you're going to shoot it.
See, I didn't know that.
I did not do that one time. And I lost a dog that Bodie Steele sold me from Wade Lemon. Name Yoke, and that was my own fault. And the worst part is when it's your own fault.
Wow.
You know, and I replayed that 100 times in my mind, and I lost a goddamn good dog because of my own rookie mistake after being a houndsman for 10 years.
Yeah, well, it's not like you did it intentionally, and it's a lesson learned. And
I tell you what, that little basset hound. That little fucker was leaving too.
Really?
And luckily I was could run down the hill fast enough to grab a hold of
him. So what kind of dogs do you run then?
They're mutts, man. I have a bunch of mixed dogs.
Mix.
Yeah. They're just really good trailing dogs.
So when you cut a track, do you put the dog on a fucking, like do you grab the collar down to smell the track and then let it go?
When I cut a track, let's say I cut a track at 2 in the morning. Uh-huh. I'm going to sleep if it's a good time. Yep. Parking down the road, going to sleep. And at legal light, I'll put the colors on, walk the dogs down. Here it is, here it is. Or they already leave.
They know it's...
They put their nose in that track, they know. And, you know, you might wait
You know those cats fucking hear that? They're like, oh, fuck.
Well, they're ambush predators, right? So trailing them's not the issue. So everyone's like, oh, they went 6 miles. No, they didn't. They went 500 yards.
Really?
Just like a cheetah, anything else. A cougar is an ambush predator. They cannot run, right? Their lungs, the capacity of their lungs can't take it, just like us.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Just like Luke.
Yeah,
just like me, dude.
Just like you,
cougar, bro.
So they'll trail it until it gets hot, and then they, what we call jump the cat.
Yeah.
When they jump the cat, it's 100 yards to 500 yards, and they're fucking going up a tree. Just like a cheetah.
No shit. Mm-hmm. Well, that one, was it the big one or the second one? I don't know what you posted. Dude, that looked a little high up in the tree that motherfucker climbed.
The first one we treed probably 40 yards up a tree.
Oh, but that's it?
An angle, 20 yards.
Yeah, so it looked fucking high.
Yeah, it's a big.
But when I saw him, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, that's a big fucking dog.
That was a big dog.
And then the other one you posted, was that a female?
We've caught females, males. I've caught mainly toms this year.
Really? Because the one, maybe it was a young tom. And I don't know my ass from my elbow when it comes to tom hunting, right? Whatever. But I saw the face structure, and I thought it was just because of the age. I was like, oh, that's a young tom, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, you got something real quick, Cody? What are you going to show me? Let me see. This one is the...
That's a big tom.
Yeah, that's the big one, right? Is that the big one?
That's a.
Is that the first one?
170-pound tom with my buddy Bobby.
Yeah, that's the one.
20 yards off a fucking road.
Look at that.
See that
broadside shot. Look at how big that is.
Look at his head. See the crease in his fucking. Look at those dogs, dude. Look at that. Working. See that red dog?
Yeah. He's on it. He's on it.
No, not even a year old.
Really? Fuck, he wants it. Pause it at the.
Bobby's been great, dude.
At that fucking cat.
They are.
I know,
so
they're
proud.
So proud, right?
Hey, like, you know what? There's a difference too.
Look at that hind quarter, bro.
I know.
He's been eating fucking
deer, dude. Hey, let me tell you. This is the other thing. So, Captain, I have a dog from JT Robbins that gives a fuck if I pet him. Right? Captain hunts for Captain. Like, he loves to hunt. I have other dogs, like Lucky. These dogs come off the tree to tell me, oh, fuck, Daddy, look what we caught you. And I say, I fucking love you. And I pet him into my bucket. And now Rojo, that red puppy, and Captain, they don't give a fuck if I touch him.
They want that cat.
They catch it for themselves.
Yeah.
And then I have part of my crew catches it for me.
It's weird, right? Yeah, it's good.
Pack.
Like, honestly, like, that cat right there, when you send me that fucking video, I was, like, kicking myself in the ass. I got to get this shit done, right? Like, because that tom doesn't happen every day.
No. That's a big cat.
Dude, look at that motherfucker, dude.
170.
Oh, my God, dude. He's a monster.
No. He's a big cat.
All right, let's go to the next one.
We could have backed to the next one. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
It's a tom. Oh, see that girl right there is Garrett Smith.
There's red, right?
Yeah, Rojo. Rojo.
He's on the tree.
Captain.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tom.
See, yeah, he looks way younger, though. I could see it
right
there.
Yeah, but look how square his head is. He's not a bad tom.
So square head means it's tom.
No. You judge it by, you can see their nuts off their tail, right off their tail. If it's just an inch off their tail, if you see a black dot, that's a female. It's her vagina.
Off the tail.
5-6 inches off their tail, that black dot's a male. It's her nuts.
Okay, so if it doesn't have a black dot, it's a female.
Pretty much. Okay. If it's a white ass.
Yeah. Like a white tail.
Yeah.
I like white tails.
Yeah. Actually, if you saw a white tail deer... If you saw that ass, you would never shoot it because it's a female.
Right.
That's a good Tom. Look at that bitch right there. Has one eye. There's her. Huh?
He's on the tree, dude.
Captain. Lucky. Oh, I love them dogs.
And man, that one's closer to me. That was a way closer shot to me.
The other one was closer.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the angle when then you filmed it, then obviously.
That black dog right there is fucking one funny. Mad motherfucker.
Have you ever had any dog stolen from you?
No. One time, listen to this shit.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that.
Hey, dude, and one time I was an eagle
drinking
beer at Brush Creek. The guy that taught me how to line hunt named Jim Caparo. I'm going to tell a story after this, but about Jimmy.
Save for the Patriots.
No, I'm going to tell it on this.
All right.
Me and Jimmy and this guy that taught me junior high wrestling. He's my wrestling coach. His
name was... wrestled too?
Yeah, never mind.
Come on, dog. You weren't very good at it.
I won Rocky Mountain Nationals in 02. So
women's division? Fucking ginger division.
Anyway,
wrestle for the singlet, you don't have to lie, bro.
When you're in middle school, what the fuck does it mean?
But
hey, we're wrestling, we're fucking chasing cougars, and I catch this cat. He's like, hey, I want to shoot it. I'm like, hey, it's fucking young Tom, let's wait. Rob Ring. I get my phone fucking goes off. I'm like, hello? They're like, hey, we got your dog over here at Bonfire Brewery and fucking Eagle. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, we have your...
Did you have collars on that motherfucker?
I have collars with my name and my number on them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it made you fucking...
I run out the bar, go to my fucking dog box. Both my doors and my dog box are open.
Oh, fuck.
Only dog in there is my red dog, because he knew better. I'm like, well, at least I got you. Shut my doors. I'm like, hey, dogs. One by one, dogs start showing up. For Poacher. I go to a fucking Bonfire Brewery, and they have Poacher in there. His dog looks skinny. Oh, he's in good shape. I'm sorry that you think he's skinny. He's an athlete. Excuse me. Yeah. Just get out of there. I don't even argue.
A fine-tuned athletic machine.
I mean, dude, you have to have him in good shape.
Yeah.
And someone, while we were there, opened both my dog boxes and just let my dogs go.
What a fuck. Wow, dude. I wonder if it was because...
I don't know if it was a yuppie or if it was another houndsman.
Could have been both. I was thinking more of a yuppie because you're at the bar drinking, hanging out, eating,
Cody,
whatever.
Can you scroll down?
You know what I mean? Like, you have a bunch of fucking different...
Keep going.
Dude, that's a deer that I think is so fucking huge, dude. Oh, my God.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Right there.
Hit that deer. Hit that deer picture. Jenny says, tell that story, Alex.
Why? What homeless guy? Oh, fuck.
Tell me.
Before I got my new pickup, dude. I go to downtown Denver. I told you this. I was on a date. Surprising that Chan wants me to tell you this. I was on a date.
You were on a date? What do you mean? What do you?
Oh, sorry. I was on a date.
What do you mean? You were on a date and you had her?
Why would I go on another date after I meet Channing?
Hey, Channing, I told you, dog.
Anyway.
Well, she's glad she brought this one up.
It's unfiltered.
Hey, listen. So, it's going horribly. So, I'm like, fuck. I want to get back to my... I'm going to go home. Hey, nice to meet you. Glad you got a free dinner. I get back to my fucking pickup, and there's these tracks going into my dog box. And there's snow on the ground, and there's nothing leaving. Start my pickup, and I'm like, that's fucking weird. There's only one set of tracks going out. I'm in my pickup. I'm like, there's only one set of tracks going in my dog box. And I'm sitting there thinking, and I'm like, there's someone in my fucking dog box.
Someone in your dog box.
I get out, shine my light in my dog box, and there's a fucking hobo in my fucking dog box.
Where at?
In my dog box.
No, where at in the time of life?
I was, what is that fucking music's? Let me think of this music venue that we went to that night.
What town?
Downtown Denver.
Okay, so you're in Denver then.
Yeah. And I open my dog box, and I'm like, hey, the guy fucking wakes up, looks at me, and I said, get the fuck out. I grab him by his pant leg, I pull him out, feet first, and he says, I'm sorry, and I fucking kick him, you know, on his way out. And there was a guy gonna sleep, and I said, God damn, it's a good thing I didn't take you up to fucking Bailey.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
You did him a favor.
Yeah, I did him a favor. He's going to sleep in my fucking dog box.
If he thought he was cold here in Denver, he would have been real cold up here. Oh,
that's what I tried to tell him. I said, you think you're cold now? Let's go up to 9,000 feet.
Yeah, you'd have been fucked, bro. You'd have been fucked. What, is there hay in there or what? What the fuck are you having there?
Straw.
Yeah, that's why.
It's warm in there.
Yeah, good baby for you.
Jesus, yeah.
Fuck, baby Jesus up in the hizzy manizzy. Right. Fucking. So you've been doing. So how long does the season last?
Till April 30th.
So April 30th. That's a long time.
Go
dude.
Go down. Right there. No, that backwards view. Upright.
You better listen to that shit, Kunte.
Up. Right there. Go down. Right there.
That's a deer that you fucking
piss
do.
On that note.
He's going to pee on this note. And we're pulling up one of his deers. Is this the biggest? Hey, is this the biggest one you shot this year? This is a 247 muley deer. I mean, I could get you on bigger deer. But the price has to be right. You know what I mean? But on that note, he kills some big fucking monsters, dude. What the fuck would you do if you kill that? It looks like a red stag. Right, Tomas? Is that not like a stag? Yeah, holy shit, dude. That looks like a stag on a deer's body. Holy fuck, dude. Good for him, dude. And look at that, dude. Holy shit, dude. The only downfall on that whole thing, he's wearing a sicka. You know what I mean?
Have I told this story on this yet?
No, you probably really haven't, but here's what.
All right, listen.
Listen to this, though.
No, listen to the story.
He's wearing Sika gear. You're wearing a Cryptek hat, and you're wearing a Kafaro tattoo shirt on, right? Come on. Why aren't you in any of these photos?
I don't take pictures of deer.
Why?
I don't like it.
Well, when you're with me, you're going to take one.
Yeah, I would take one with you. Let me tell you a story.
Well, yeah, it's because you're going to get fucked up.
Let me tell you the story, motherfucker. Let me tell you the story. I call him. I find this buck. And I'm like, I don't have a lander or voucher.
Is this the one that went, you shot one right before this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I shoot a 202.
In a Virgin land, the one that's over?
Virgin, yeah. Have I told this story?
No, you told me this story.
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
Anyway, this motherfucker rolls up, and I'm like, hey, you should get your shit ready. He's like, you serious? I'm like, yeah. He just drove from fucking Dallas. And I'm like, I shot a 202, and you need to get the fuck up here. He's like, you serious? He never asked me how big, nothing.
He just trusted you.
He just trusted me.
Yeah, good.
He's been hunting here 3 years, and he's
so he knows what big, you're he's what you're capable of. Deer.
And I said, you need to get the fuck up here.
He's rich.
I don't think he's rich.
Well, he has loves his
big meal deer.
He has his parties right. Yeah, whatever. He saves up for
exactly to come
what he wants to do.
Just good like you him. Or I would.
Yeah, good for him.
And I said, I don't have a fucking landowner voucher. You drew this tag. Get the fuck up here. He's like,
oh, for real?
He goes, I can be here.
I do remember that.
He goes, I can be here by 10 p.m.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, yeah.
Texas?
We roll up, and I'm like, get your shirt ready. This fucker's been laying like
he's right a muzzleloader hunter, right?
Rifle.
Oh, rifle.
And we get there, and I'm like, fuck, there he is.
God damn, dude.
So we park over the hill, walk over, put him on six. I'm like, 254, 256 or something.
Yep.
And he goes, he doesn't shoot.
He doesn't realize, like, how far was he away?
254 fucking 256.
What the fuck? Did he have a fucking Simmons fucking scope?
He fucking.
How do you not want to shoot that motherfucker?
I literally, this deer's running, and I'm flipping shit, getting mad.
Yeah.
And this guide with me, Josh Clark, goes, Alex, he's going to stop, calms me down. He stops. I'm like, 356. Poof. Drops him. I'm like, get the fuck in the pickup. Let's go. Like, I don't want to bring attention to us because
there's another.
If someone else drives by and sees this is where we're killing big shit, they're going to come hunt here. So we get up there and the deer picks his head up. Kind of he's dead, but he lays down.
Yeah, he's struggling.
And Andrew goes, oh my God. He wants the fucking hug and slap hands. I said, get your fucking tag on him. Let's go, and let's take him somewhere else in the unit and take pictures so that people don't come fucking hunt here because obviously his genetics are here.
Yeah.
And the whole way back, dude, Jeanette, fucking Andrew's in the back seat. Turn back. He's a 13 by 11.
Holy fuck,
247.
Dude. I've never seen a muley curl up like that, ever.
247.
Good for him. Look at that buck. Look at those. Dude. They look like almost like elk eye guards, right?
Looks like terrible, dude.
He's a 247.
It's look how flat it is. Big and flat.
He's making awesome. The cover Eastman's.
Yeah.
Fourth year in a row.
And it should. Too bad you have a good cameraman.
Yeah, it's me.
Fucking, like I said.
Everyone's like, oh my God, wide angle. What the fuck?
Yeah,
a wide angle 247 every day. What are you talking about? That's all wide angle shit.
That's the only thing I wide angle is my dick
pics. Like George Cook. George Cook shoots his 249th deer. It's his, how many deer over 170? 40th deer over 170?
Holy shit,
and they were like, oh, it's wide angle. I'm like, well, he's 33 inches wide, so.
How wide angle do
you why would I get? Wide angle?
So here, I could see why they could say that, because there's so much mass on that motherfucker on the sides.
I never wide angle that shit.
Well, whatever you do, right? But here's the deal. I'm just speaking of the eye of what I see. That's a big motherfucking deer.
What would period. A wide angle aside?
I don't even know. Getting the landscape? I don't know. But that deer right there speaks for itself.
Yeah, this is in Sandy Hills, man.
Good for that dude, man. I'm like, honestly, I would love. You getting replicates?
Yeah.
Good for you. I would love to see those things,
dude.
Can
I get you a replica if you hang it up in here?
I don't know. Mine's pretty nice.
I don't think we have room in here, bro.
That's pretty nice up here. I honestly, this is the only thing I want. Hey, will you kill that, please? Hey, my deal is I gotta save room for a big Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Cody, I said,
hey, go down, Cody. Let's start looking at some deer.
I said, Cody, we gotta quit smoking cigars in here because it smells all like right, a fucking
left, top left, middle left. 190 inch typical.
This is, yeah, that's the one that surprised the fuck out of me.
He doesn't have giant forks and he's still 190.
Dude, this is when people say, dude, that guy's you take so a wide cool. photo.
No, I didn't take a
wide photo. I know, photo. But this is where
I didn't a take that photo. Jordan did with his iPhone 6.
All right, listen. I'm sorry, but this is where the guy will come in and say, this looks like a wide photo.
Jordan with an iPhone 6. Might be a Samsung. I don't remember. It's a shitty picture.
It's.
I wish I could have wide angled it.
It's fucking wide.
Dude, look at the frame tall. On that here.
Dude, I would. 21
inch G2s.
Like, I don't get all all gooey on fucking muleys. On muleys, but that one I got fucking pickled. I was like, holy fuck.
Let's go up.
That one right there. The one right there. Down, 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 down. Right there in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Dude, go right, go right, go right.
That side view and then in the middle. That one. That's a fucking... I'd get my
191 is what he scored.
I'd get my left nut for something like that.
Go back.
It's not saying much, bro.
Fuck, I got two beautiful kids off of that one nut.
Go back. Oh, no, go down.
Wait, right I want to see that.
Middle
hang on,
right, middle right.
What the fuck are you
right there. Barrett fucking prayed in, dude. Look at that. Weak left. See that weak left, G3? Deer's 186 inches. Think of that deer had the same fucking right fork as it did left fork. Look at his beams. Look at
I know. And just luck if they had water this year.
I know.
That's what I'm amazed on. So when did you
get... Bottom left.
And there's Snyder's fucking cool buck.
Fuck. Dude, that's my favorite buck I killed all year.
Ooh, look how massive that is.
Dude, giant.
Dude, look at the right side, dude.
Trey Holmes, dude. No, fuck the right side. Like, if his same thing. He had a weak left three, great right three, weak right four, awesome left four.
And
it's because of a drought. But that's an 8-year-old deer.
Here's the thing. So everybody that's listening, we're on Hunt Ness's IG. You want to see these fucking deer? They speak for themselves. Check out his IG.
Go back.
Give him a follower. He might not fucking request you because he's go a up. Fucking Nazi like that. Everybody would hit
go
me
up.
Up. Everybody, up. Hey, up. Why is everybody hitting me up? They're like, Alex ain't fucking requesting my
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Follow.
Go up. Go up middle.
Oh, God.
No, down. That's Bob Fromm. Oh, no, you can Bob. Click that.
Okay, so fill me on.
One of the greatest archery hunters of all time.
Okay, so fill us in. Fill the
21-inch G2 on his right, 13-inch G3 on his right, a 196 buck with a 5-inch kicker. One of the greatest. You need to have Bob Fromm on here, and he'll come.
Where is he from?
California.
Oh, shit.
He killed his North American 29 with a bow. He's one of the few people that's done that. But he's the only person on the planet that every fucking animal he killed in his North American 29 made fucking buck.
Really? So, was this the same guy that you had multiple, he drew back on a couple big bucks.
And passed. Of course.
And
that's Bob for you.
The one that I seen him pass and not shoot, I was like.
30-inch deer.
And I was like, oh,
go back,
what
Cody.
The fuck is he smoking?
Go up, right. go up. I want to show this middle buck. This is Jordan Watley's buck. Is G.
Dude, look at that.
It's broke. I know, but he's still.
Look at all those. That's an old deer.
Oh, fuck. Great deer.
Look at the fucking. Looks like a fucking moose paddle on that fucking front, dude.
Great deer.
Wow. Good for these guys.
Some great deer.
So here's what I want to know. What makes ECO. So, like a destination for a fucking hunter to come and hunt.
Kill big deer.
Like, why though? What? Genetics, what do you do?
It's genetics.
Did you know this when you started getting into guiding?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So you knew you had.
I knew if we could control how many deer that were getting killed out of a unit, that we could manage the trophies.
Okay. When did you start guiding out east?
04.
And when did you start taking monsters out of there?
04.
Okay. And how many monsters did you take out of there in 04?
A lot. It used to be a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. Patrick Montgomery, Aaron Nielsen, Scott. What's Scott's last name? Franklin. These guys used to, they were the OGs when I originally came in. Drummond Lindsay. These guys were shooting giants.
Really?
And I was just a kid.
So from 04 to 2000, let's just say 2020 now, how much have you grown?
I'm definitely shooting more big deer, but those guys were shooting giants.
Was there
they're shooting 250-inch deer.
250-inch?
Yeah. Drummond Lindsay is a god when it comes to Scott Franklin.
I wouldn't even know what it
was. Patrick would, Montgomery. These guys are gods.
I'm like, he's been fucking an elk fucked that. Right? Like an elk's been
Drummond,
fucking.
Drummond was a big deal in Mexico and Eastern Colorado. Scott Franklin's the god of Eastern Colorado. Patrick Montgomery's god. They're killers. And that's who I learned from. So how can they not teach me how to do better?
Yeah, well, obviously they're doing something right when you fucking
are killing Ty McFarland, Hunt Company. Same thing. Like, these fuckers taught me everything I knew.
In there. Well, that's kind of what I was just thinking is.
I didn't know any better. I thought 180-inch deer a big deer.
Well, it is a big deer, period. Right?
Yeah, but they taught me what the difference between a big deer and a giant is.
And I would say that is the difference between you and most outfitters.
I would say that Jeremy Fiskus, Sandy Hills Hunt Company.
Uh-huh.
I would say he's right up there.
Yeah, so these guys, all these.
I give him all the credit in the world. I think he legit does it right.
Well, good for you for doing that and saying these guys, because a lot of cocksuckers will be like, yeah, this is the way I do things. This
yeah,
is
yeah
it.
And we're the best.
Yeah, everybody has to learn. No,
Jeremy Fiskus is literally, if I was booked up and I said, and someone called me and said, I want a 200-inch deer, I'd say I can't guarantee it, but. For me, and someone else that can't guarantee it, but your best bet is to go with Jeremy Fiskus, Sandy Hills Hunt Company.
Give me the tequila, bro. Skinny Code needs some more margarita. I think I found Skinny Code's drink, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He likes margaritas, bro. He likes the margarita mix. I know, right? Tequila, right? So... As we pick up in this podcast, this is one thing I really want to know.
Okay.
How much are you excited right now that it's in the middle of winter, going to be January coming up, a lot of snowfall, and your dogs can work?
If I could push a button like this and never see another mule deer again. But I could chase cougars every day. I'd push it so fucking fast it'd make your mind spin.
You say that, but here's the deal. He'd have to get a job then, motherfucker.
I don't need a job.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. This podcast is brought to you by ECO.
Yeah. I got enough going for me.
You do a lot of things.
If you think the hunting thing's making me money,
I know that's why I was just getting there to you, because that's what a lot of people get mixed up, right?
Everyone thinks that outfitting makes me money. Like, I have three businesses right now, and the outfitting is
the least.
I love
right?
It.
It's because it's a hobby for you, right? And that's how me and Cody are talking.
It makes me money. Don't get me wrong.
No, it probably makes you great money. It does. It probably more than podcasting does, right? But I'm bringing this up because, for one, this podcast is it's getting a lot of downloads, right? Like, it's good. And me and Cody, like, we got guys hitting us up, companies hitting us up. Obviously, we got good companies behind us that fucking work with us, right? That partner up with us because they know what we do and the downloads that we get. And I was telling Cody this. I was like, dude, this is actually a hobby. It started out as nothing, and now it's becoming a business, right? I want to keep it as a hobby and fun, right? But at the same time,
make it a business.
But at the same time, I have to make it a business because it caused this dude to come all the way out here. It's not like I live central Denver where everybody can come here. It's a distance to come here. Dustin, he comes out here. He helps me put this whole thing together. We got to make this a business. I'm trying to make the best production of it, right?
Because your IOUs are getting old, bro.
That Lamborghini one, it's worth it. You want to keep on holding
hang
that
on
one.
To that one.
You want to hang out to that one. But listen, Nestor, but guys, like I was telling him, like, you know, I've been on other podcasts since I've launched this show, and I'm all about helping other podcasts because I know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
To start out deal. And at the same time, I was like, dude, I would not be where I'm at if it wasn't for guys like you, guys like fucking Snyder, to help re-coming back on the fucking podcast because it's a demand, dude. Like, yeah. People like listen to our fucking dumbass doc.
Yeah.
Right? And they listen. You guys got a following. Dumbasses, yeah, we like to have fun, right? Period. We don't pull no fucking budgets. And I think that's what separates us from a lot of other podcasts is because we're just real, dude. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. And when companies hit me up and they're like, hey, can I advertise with you? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. And it brings me up to two companies right now that I talked to just today. I was drinking, you know, one of them, Ramon Archer's design, right? My boy, he came out and helped me harvest my deer, my Pope and Young, big ass archery buck, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's my dog.
Pope and Young.
Yeah, Pope and Young, right? He's getting me out. He's doing all the stickers for me. He does all for Cafaro. He's done a wrap job for you, right?
Yep.
Like, he's the shit. He's actually made this sign for me as a Christmas present. Check this out.
Look is up. That him?
That's him.
Oh, I had no idea. No, dude, that's cool as shit.
Look at this, dude. Yeah. Look at this sign. So right below it is going to be my address. Right? So this
what do you
is
mean?
Gonna, like my numbers for my house.
Oh, to put out there.
Out in my mailbox, right?
Gotcha.
Well, they usually put it right up in here. And I told them, me being a smart
that
dude.
That is so cool.
Right? It is a pretty cool fucking deal, right? It is a cool deal. It's all hand painted and everything.
Yeah,
they do. It. They amazing. Do the sign. I said
that actually is beautiful. Like, no, good for
it's him. It's a real deal, right?
I didn't know Ramon did that.
Yeah, they do. They have a business in Evergreen now.
Yeah, no, that's where I'm supposed to take my pickup.
Yeah, so he goes, I got this, and I do this and that. I said, what if I move? I do not want my number on this. I want it below so I can change out the numbers if I move.
If you ever move.
So
how would you move?
He goes, he brought
how
it
would up. You move? How many more kids you want?
I don't want kids.
Chan,
you got some news to tell us?
Yeah. We're having a kid.
Oh shit, the baby daddy.
Are we?
Woo woo.
Are we plan on having six?
You guys are practicing at least though, right?
Hey, oh, I this is no bullshit.
Chang, how many kids you want?
Three. Good three? For you, man. Honestly,
I
did
better
too.
Hurry because I did a lot of acid.
Chan, like
I did a lot of drugs.
You want to hear something? My wife said one, two tops, right?
Hey, remember when your wife came out? She was like, "I was gonna come out. I got pizza for everyone. I don't think you're here, Tom." Cody was here, and she comes out in sweatpants, and she's like, sorry, I'm in sweatpants. I'm like, God, don't even worry about it. Like, you're still fucking smoking hot, Luke's wife. I can't believe you're fucking with Luke. But
talk about outputting your coverage there.
You know,
Lord,
like,
geez.
I would fucking drop your sweatpants in the
center mouth. Dick bitch.
And she looks at me, and she's like, so sorry. And then she looks at Channing. Channing's Channing, right?
All dressed up, dolled
and,
up.
And
like
she
usual.
Goes, fuck you, Luke.
She's like, I'm going to fuck you. No, she said, I'm going to fuck you up.
And I said, hey, listen, time out. Channing dresses like that to go to the fucking grocery store.
You guys, how long have you guys been dating now?
Damn near a year.
Yeah?
January.
Oh, shit, coming on a year then. Uh-oh, the honeymoon's over with then, dude. You know what that means? Real
if
deal.
That's just pregnant, but no.
Wait.
Oh, wait, we're still trying to get sponsorships. Not.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to get sponsored by Dow, what is it? Oh, easy.
Del Bravo.
Del Bravo, right? That's an easy way to fucking put it on, you know, knock it up.
He's trying to baby trap me.
I am.
What if I baby trap you?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, buddy, you lose. I'll be his pappy.
They'd be like,
I'll be that baby's pappy.
It'd come out with all that black hair like your little boy, and I'm like, I knew that was mine.
No matter what, right?
Genetic. Every third baby we have.
I know.
Have black hair like that.
Every third baby looks like Luke.
That'd be like that baby's pappy. Really, oh, fuck.
Quadruplet.
Right? Oh, God bless you guys. To.
It ruins their body.
I don't think it'll ruin yours.
Me either.
Honestly, I'm saying that, like I have been one of the guys that's married a woman that my wife.
Congratulations.
Oh, I didn't remember what a guess. One of those guys that married a woman.
No, I'm saying like, shut up, Cody. Shut up, Alex.
I thought you fucked a guy, to be honest.
I am so blessed that my baby's mama, she looks fine as fuck, dog. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, like, your old lady's
like,
hot.
Like, she's the game.
I would have never guessed she married your ugly ass.
Dude, I'm telling you, dog. It goes to the same thing as you, you fuck.
What do you mean?
Why do good girls like bad guys? Looking. Okay, you're better looking?
Than all you? Right.
Well, I fuck better than you.
No, that's
okay.
Not.
On a for real note, though. Oh, we got to change the subject, bro. Hey, on a for real note, though, Alex, I honestly enjoy your fucking friendship. And what you know, like, honestly,
a good dude, man.
Like, it's been a great deal. And, like, when I told Ramon, I said, man, I got to get this fucking sign up because I got to help. I got to scratch guys that's helped me out get where I'm at. Because where I'm at, obviously, people enjoy your fucking stories, dude. They love our laughter.
I'm not telling you more high school stories, dude.
I did hear a little bit. I was like, I remember when I had my first beer when I was It was funny. Like, the guys can relate to hearing this podcast. And when you do it, dude, tag us, man. Because I know there's a lot of you motherfuckers listening to this deal, and you laugh, and you guys shoot me messages, and I love it. Dude, share it out to everybody, dude. This is a podcast for everybody, and it really is. Maybe not when you're listening, you have your little kids in the car with you, but
no.
But it's time for adult life. You know what I mean? And on that note, I'm going to have a shot real quick. Cause I don't feel pickled enough.
I probably wouldn't get to take a shot.
Just have a drink. Have a drink. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. And on that one, I'm gonna feel like shit in the morning.
Yeah. I'm surprised you aren't gonna puke.
But hey, Coates.
Yo.
Talk to us a little bit.
Okay.
Nestor. Mm-hmm. I need you to focus real quick.
Right.
And not on those tiggle biggles over there. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Cody, Nestor, how many times have you guys hunted out of state?
Fuck. Most of my life.
Most of your life, right?
International. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, international. I'm talking like western part, right?
Probably five.
Five? Five times? Okay, cool. How hard is it if you don't go scout?
Oh, dude, yeah, if you don't know what you're doing, man, it's
so tough. I'm getting to this point right now because my boy over at Ben, it's called Help to Hunt. He hit me up. He goes, hey, I want you to check out my site. Tell me what you think of it. And you act like I'm the Aaron Snyder of the bunch, right? Yeah. Like, I get hit up a lot, like, saying, like,
Help to Hunt. I haven't heard of this.
It's a brand-new site, right? It's a brand-new site, and I told him, I said, let me look at it. Let me see what's up.
And he helps with Western hunting.
He only helps out with, like, I would say, like, seven. Cody, can you bring him up? And I'm still raw on this whole deal. But I said, listen, I'm going to bring him up because I know what it's like to start a new business up, right?
Yeah.
And just from what he told me, I'm in, right? Help to Hunt. Hit them up. Check out their site. Check it out. And I'm just telling you, hit me up if you have questions. Hit Ben up. You got questions? Go from there. You know what I mean? I'm telling you right now, Help to Hunt. I'm looking in Idaho. I don't know two shits from Idaho.
I don't know anything about any of this.
And that's real because here's
what. No, I want to look into it for sure.
Because this is what I don't have time to do.
I know.
All I'm saying, Help to Hunt. Check him out. Look him out.
Yeah, I want to look into it for sure. It looks like a badass fucking site.
He's good, dude. Ben's a cool ass dude. I met him a couple times.
What's his name?
Ben. Check him out. Go to the website, helptohunt.com. That's what it is. Check him out. We'll check it out. On that note, hey, what pack did you run all year?
What pack?
Your fucking Raptor? Tell me the truth, dude.
Pack for fucking, what do you mean?
Like your everyday carry work. What'd you carry in?
357 mag.
Yep.
Kafaru.
So, on that note, the 357 mag, was that your bread and butter, like, to carry out a fucking animal?
Yeah.
If you had to?
No, but I still have to a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How far?
Mile.
Oh, so you're chucking a little bit. Yeah. That's why you got those fucking nice little abs.
You like that?
I do. I honestly, dude, here's the thing.
Kafaru, I used to get as close as I could until I met Aaron.
Well, there's a lot to say about that. There's a difference between what you're carrying, how you're going to pack it out, quarter.
How much weight.
Yeah, how much weight. Like me, I don't carry out more than 80 pounds, period.
I can carry it 130, 140.
I don't want to do that, dude.
I don't want to do it either, but I do it because I
hate doing things twice. But here's the thing. If I have to go hunt the next day, I don't want
to
carry out.
I always have to hunt the next day.
Yeah, well, here's the difference.
I know, that's the difference.
That's the difference, so.
You know, I always have to hunt the next day.
I don't even want to talk to you about it. Tomas, hey, you want a job, bro? Give me a beer. Come on. Bud Light, Budweiser, Christmas fucking.
What are those green ones?
Christmas Budweiser.
They're Budweiser. It's a Christmas spirit, bro. Please.
Why are you getting mad at me? Because I have to carry out more.
No, I don't get mad at you. Here's the thing about the whole thing.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
You holy cabrón.
God,
you're my dog, dude. I love you, honestly. This is my dog, dude. Give him one of those dippers. You want Redmond?
Try that one, the new one.
The green one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that one's strong as fuck.
What is that one?
The green one's way better. Wait, tell me the difference between 3 and 6. You know them?
Well, 3 milligram to 6 milligram.
Is it? So the 6 is more, then. That's why I fucking feel it way more. You'll feel it more on that one. Tell me how you feel. Is that one of the commercial break?
No.
Or was that just you?
No, just popping some elbows, that's all.
You want me to help you?
It says citrus.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Hey, before we hop on the Patreon podcast, this is what I really want to know. Am I going to shoot a Tom?
You going to what?
Am I going to shoot a Tom?
Yeah. Holy shit, cougar.
But I need to shoot the cougar, not a cougar. Like, I fucking blasted a lot of cougars in the chest. Okay? I want to shoot one. I want to mount one.
If you mount one, you mount it with my guy. I give you my word of. If you mount it with my taxidermist.
If I shoot one, listen. Hey. If you're not going to charge me.
You fucking mount one with my taxidermist.
Okay, I'll mount one with your guy if you're not going to charge me.
I'll let you shoot one. If I'm not going to charge you, what are you fucking going to give you one for free?
I don't know. Obviously, you don't have a license. So you have to. I'll go wherever the fuck I want, Pinky.
You think you kill cougar without me?
No.
So.
I might get my Fox Pro out
here.
You pay
my taxidermist.
I might get my Fox Pro out here and go roll it up. You know what I mean?
Pay my taxidermist. I'll catch you a fucking big Tom.
Yeah, no, I will use your taxidermist. I promise you this. That's a promise. If you give me a Big Tom,
I don't see anything other than Big Toms.
I want a life-size mount. The way we see it.
I'd love for there to be a life-size mount in here.
And I'm going to put ECO above it. I already got a fucking one of those bitches coming out here.
Does it have lights?
I don't think it has lights.
Oh, you fucking deuce.
You didn't pay me enough.
I'm not paying
You don't pay me shit, but with a cougar, we can talk. And a taxidermy bill. But if you get the tequila sponsor, shit, dog, this might be a podcast brought to you by ECO. Yeah. For real, though, thank you all for listening. Hey, Leopold, I got to give a big props to you guys. Thanks for throwing down on the giveaway that we got, the Christmas giveaway. You know about that? What'd you get? Alex is going to chip in on a big hunt.
A big
quail hunt. He's giving a big quail hunt. Hey, Tito Knives.
I chip on a loophole. Hey. I really would.
Hey, look at
Reese. I chip in on
Hey,
loophole.
Look at what Reese sent me.
Hey.
The new draw
hey,
four.
Tell Reese, I chip in on a deer hunt for loophole.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, she is the bomb.
I like Reese.
Reese is the bomb, dude. TitoKnives.com. Type in the GU15. Mount Primal. Unleashed 15. Walls to Walls, my boy Walls to Walls. Can't forget about him. He got some big things happening with us. Give him a follow. Walls to Walls. Type me
in
the IG.
Tech.
Oh, yeah. On the IGs
tech,
on Walls
hey,
to Walls.
Tech wants to give a percentage off on a raffle.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll donate it, huh?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's all good. That's a good deal. We should do that. Walls to Walls. Type in Jeremy Walls 81 on the IG. Check out what he does. He got some bomb bait flags coming out. Cryptech. Type in that Gladiators 2020. We got to talk about that giveaway, dude. That's a good hunt. If we get Leopold, Cryptech, and us on it. Oh, fuck, dude. We can do it. That's smart. As long as I win it, I'm cool. Cody, if my boy Skinny Cody can win it and I can win it, we're in.
I'm down.
We out. Thank you.